Unit 15, Rock Cycle. Basalt, clay, coal, condition, emerald, erosion, granite, igneous, kryptonite, limestone, marble, metamorphic, obsidian, pumice, quartzite, sandstone, schists, sedimentary, shale, slate.
Wow, that looks like an emerald. It's not kryptonite. Dear Tim and Moby, I watched your movie about the water cycle. I heard there's a rock cycle too. From Dana. Righto, Dana. There are three types of rocks, igneous, sedimentary, and metamorphic. But they don't always stay that way. One type of rock can change into another under the right conditions. This here is an igneous rock. I bet there's a volcano around here somewhere. Yep. There it is. Molten rock is called magma, or lava, when it reaches the surface. Igneous rocks form when molten rock cools and hardens either deep underground or on the surface. Granite, obsidian, basalt, and pumice are all types of igneous rocks. Sedimentary rocks form on the Earth's surface, usually from erosion. Whoa. During storms, wind and rain can break apart the landscape and wash away the pieces. These particles collect at the bottom of bodies of water, forming layers. Over time, these sediments can harden and bond together to form sedimentary rocks. Limestone, sandstone, shale, and clay are all sedimentary rocks. Coal, which consists of the compressed remains of living things, is also considered sedimentary. The inside of the Earth is hot. Sometimes rocks get so hot that they bake. Heat, along with pressure, can change them, creating metamorphic rocks. Lots of times, the Earth's plate movement will create metamorphic rocks. Plates produce heat when they move around and collide. You might find a mountain of metamorphic crystalline rocks like marble, quartzite, schist, and slate pushed up by plate collisions. But like I said, all these rocks don't stay that way forever. The rock cycle is a cycle, after all. Igneous and metamorphic rocks can be eroded to form sedimentary rocks. Sedimentary and igneous rocks subjected to heat and pressure become metamorphic. And metamorphic and sedimentary rock can be melted down and cooled back into igneous. Okay, I think it's time to get off this mountain.